Welcome back to Prison Cast from WBEZ Chicago and Illinois Public Radio. I'm Erin Allen. This is a program we make with and for people incarcerated across Illinois. If that's not you, you might be wondering, why are we making a radio show for people who are locked up? Well, we know that some incarcerated people here have been wrongfully convicted. And we know a lot of them have caused profound hurt. We don't shy away from that. We also know that every year, thousands of people are released from Illinois prisons and they come home to their communities, to our communities. Everybody has a stake in their success. Santuan at Illinois River Correctional Center says success depends on emotional intelligence. He requested a segment for today's Prison Cast.
I think it's important to talk about emotional intelligence. I feel like a lot of people, not just black men, a lot of people in the world, they lack emotional intelligence. So I feel like if we can speak on that more than a lot of these macho guys and a lot of this being tough for no reason things will stop happening. A lot of people will stop dying because of senselessness.
We met Santuan at the graduation ceremony for people who successfully completed something called the Building Block Program, which includes training on emotional intelligence. Rinaldo Hudson is one of the people who developed the Building Block Program. During his 37 years behind bars, he started the program and taught classes. We asked him to take us through some of the basic concepts. Rinaldo, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And congrats, by the way, that the program that you started is still having such a big impact on so many people locked up. On Prison Cast, we've heard from a lot of people who have found it to be really transformative.
No, I appreciate that. And I believe it, too. And I'm still experiencing it.
Excellent. In one of your classes, you did an exercise where you asked internal affairs officers in the prison to help you stage. Yeah, you know what the scenario I'm talking about, where you asked the internal affairs officers to help you stage a scenario that would bring up difficult emotions. And for people who don't know, internal affairs officers are investigators in the Department of Corrections. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I really want to frame it and put it in context because that is so important. And so I know, because I lived in the Illinois Department of Correction for over 37 years, that when certain people come around internal affairs, the police of the prison setting, people have real reactions. And so they allowed us to have meetings in the chapel. And so we were just having dialogue kind of about a specific thing. And the internal affairs came through the door, which makes everyone tense up immediately, right? And they called this guy's name, said, hey, let's go. Come on. And they took him out. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, hey, guys. And everybody started to talk about, man, see, anytime you're trying to do good, they'll never leave us alone. And so I let the guys kind of flush through that. And then the internal affairs walked back in the room with the brother. And then, so in a sense, we said, this was a test, right? It was only a test, right? I'm sorry, it's true. But I did that. And so we began to talk about like, hey, how did you feel about what happened? And why did you feel that way? So anything that happens, the purpose of it is you still have a choice, right? As to the way you respond.
When Prison Cast was at a Building Block graduation, one of our reporters ran into a guy named Manuel Metlock. He's a mentor in the program that you developed, mm-hmm. Rinaldo. And I want to play some of what he said.
All right.
Life is going to bring difficulties, and it's not about the difficulties that you endure, it's how you respond. And the wrong response can find you a lifetime of heartache. So you have to realize that some of the things that happened were impulsive decisions that happened 30 seconds, 2 minutes, but it changed the trajectory of your whole life. And it's unfortunate because a lot of us come from these environments where there are high crime, high poverty, hyper-masculinity, and all these other aspects. So we're not necessarily taught how to deal with those regulations. We're living in basically survival mode. So we're trying to get guys into living mode.
What strikes you when you hear that?
I love it. I love that he is able, one, to articulate that in such a smooth way. Like, and so shout outs to him for that. Because we do and have been conditioned to react in survival mode, you know. And emotional intelligence is really about helping people understand first, who are you in this situation? What roles do you play? I have a natural right to be agitated. That's my right. I get to choose that. But I also get to choose to be like a, you know, water off a duck, baby. Like, I hear you coming. You can knock, knock, but I have to let you in like a vampire, right? They can only enter by permission.
Tell me about how your acronym STD and how that factors in here.
You know, people tell me, I'm using that, you know, it's sexually transmitted disease. And I'm like, I understand that usage, but I've said, hey, y'all, if you stop, think, and decide. STD, stop, think, and decide. Because we, no matter what's happening, this is emotional intelligence, right? I have to first stop and assess what's happening and then think. Okay. Think about how this situation could play out. It could play out, you walk away with a little agitation, right? But you have the opportunity to reshuffle the deck.
I want to go back to Manuel Metlock. Mm-hmm. He's been training men at the Illinois River Correctional Center on some of these concepts in emotional intelligence. Let's hear from him.
In these neighborhoods that we live in, we're taught to go from 0 to 100. So it's either you're all the way laid back and too passive, or you all the way turned up, if you will, anytime adversity comes. So we try to regulate guys and tell them that it's a middle area. But when you're dealing with hypermasculinity and ego and pride and all of these things, it's hard to figure out this gray area. So we try to teach them about this balance that you don't always have to respond impulsively to prove that you're a man. I'm the man, so I can, you know, I got to be tough, or I have to be. Manhood has nothing to do with being tough.
He's talking about hypermasculinity, teaching guys to live in the gray area. How do you get people to buy into that? How do you get people to want to move in that way, especially that, like, changing of the idea that of what manhood is?
When I went into the prison, I was a 19-year-old who couldn't read or write. And so you can't really think, you know, intellectually about reactions. So most of my actions were animalistic. And so I had that fasana, and I wanted to hide who I really was, rather than ask for help, to get away from that macho nonsense that you can't even win, really. Like, you know what I mean? No matter how tough you act, you can be restrained. And when you get restrained, you realize, ooh, these people have a real lot of power. Now, how do we deal with that? How do you deal with the situations that you have no control over? Like, I want to be clear. Like, when I was in the stupid mole, I was that. I was dangerous. And I needed to be restrained. And I'm saying you have to move away from that mentality to get the help you need. So if you want to be free, then you have to start with that real estate between your ears. Because that's where that macho stuff comes from. Your idea of proving something. One of my mentors told me, say, the greatest form of revenge is massive success. And I get to walk around and tell people, I'm a brother that went to prison and I was guilty of the offense that sent me to death row. And I went from death row to life without parole to home. And now I'm the director of education. And if I can do it, any of us can do it. I'm not special, while I am amazingly special. Yeah.
Ronaldo Hudson is the education director with the Illinois Prison Project. He's also the creator of the Building Block Program, which he started in Danville Correctional Center, where he taught classes and mentored other people in prison. Ronaldo, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I love to be easy. Like, y'all, my people. And I love the general population of people struggling to be better human beings. Yeah.
As our fellow journalist, Ben Austin, has noted, if you know anything about the parole system in America, you might have learned it from that one scene in the movie Shawshank Redemption. It's where Morgan Freeman's character, Red, goes into his parole hearing.
Ellis Boyd Redding, if I'll say you've served 40 years of a life sentence, you feel you've been rehabilitated?
What you might not know is that Illinois mostly doesn't have anything like this, where, like, a panel of parole board members can just decide somebody should get out of prison early. The state abolished discretionary parole back in 1978. But that's exactly why Yarmel, inside Illinois River Prison, requested to hear this clip. He says Red's response to that question, "Have you been rehabilitated?" is beautiful.
Rehabilitated? Well, now let me see. You know, I don't have any idea what that means.
Well, it means you're ready to rejoin society.
I know what you think it means, Sonny. To me, it's just a made-up word. A politician's word, so that young fellas like yourself can wear a suit and a tie and have a job. What do you really want to know? Am I sorry for what I did?
Well, I am.
There's not a day goes by I don't feel regret. Not because I'm in here, because you think I should. I look back on the way I was then. A young, stupid kid who committed that terrible crime. I want to talk to him. I want to try to talk some sense to him. Tell him the way things are. But I can't. That kid's long gone, and this old man is all that's left. I gotta live with that. Rehabilitated? It's just a bullshit word. So you go on and stamp your form, Sonny, and stop wasting my time. Because to tell you the truth, I don't give a shit.
Of course, that sound at the end is Red's parole application getting stamped approved. Yarmel, inside Illinois River, requested to hear that clip. This next request is for a song. It came to us from Kyrie, inside Pinckneyville Prison, who dedicates it to his future wife. He says, quote, "She is my queen, my best friend, partner, soulmate, dream woman, and the love of my life." It's Whitney Houston with "You Give Good Love."
I found out what I've been missing. Always on the run. I've been looking for someone. Now you're here like you've been before, and you know just what I need. It took some time for me to see. Thank you.
That was Whitney Houston here on Prison Cast, requested by Kyrie inside Pinckneyville Correctional Center. Before we take a break, here on Prison Cast, we got a letter this summer that left our stomachs grumbling. Shannon at Taylorville Prison asked us to play the sound of people ordering from a fast food counter. He writes, quote, "I dream of trying an impossible Whopper, eating a quarter pounder with cheese, extra onions. I want a foot-long chili cheese dog from Sonic and a Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell." Shannon added, quote, "I work out every day and watch my diet so close. Fast food is so bad, but I miss it so much." Well, we thought Shannon's dream fast food order sounded so good, we wanted to try it ourselves. We sent reporters Mariah Wolfel and Nader Issa out on a little food tour.
So I'm standing outside Taco Bell with my colleague from the Sun-Times, Nader Issa.
Hello.
And we are going to try a Crunchwrap Supreme. Well, not try. We're both very familiar with the Crunchwrap Supreme.
It's what I usually order at Taco Bell, so I'm excited to have it.
Hello. What would you like? I'm going to have a... Do you do the Crunchwrap Supreme with black beans?
Yeah.
I'll do the Crunchwrap Supreme with black beans.
I'll also get a Crunchwrap Supreme.
What is the name for the order?
Mariah.
Mariah?
Yeah.
Mariah?
Oh, hot. It's hot. It's so good, but it's hot.
All right, well, let's finish these off and head to our next destination.
Hey, can I get a quarter pounder with cheese and with extra onions, please?
Quarter pounder with cheese, extra onions? You want to do the meal?
Yeah, just a small side of fries.
Thank you.
That's a good burger. I can just tell that it's so bad for me, but it's really good for my taste buds.
Okay. Next stop. Okay, so we are in the iconic Sonic drive-in.
It's not a drive-thru like other fast food places where you're one car after another waiting for your turn. It feels like a pretty shared experience, all like, sitting in stalls next to each other, listening to people order.
I'm gonna go approach this couple who I see about to order and see if they might wanna try a chili cheese dog.
So what brings you to Sonic today?
We were at a volleyball game at the beach and we're hungry and don't want to cook. I like work out to eat, yeah. Pretty much.
I justify my eating with,
yeah.
With my exercise.
Yeah, I gotta live my life.
If I pay for your guys' order, do you think that you would order a chili cheese dog, a foot-long chili cheese dog, and try it? Hell yeah.
Of course.
Hello, welcome to Sonic. How can I help you?
Hi, okay, can I get a...
Yeah, a foot-long chili cheese dog, please.
You said what?
A foot-long chili cheese dog.
Why is it so big?
It's a foot.
It's a foot-long.
Okay, I think I misunderstood that. Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, it's like tearing apart.
No, the structural integrity. Okay. Nice steam bun. Good snap on the encased meat.
This is pretty good. I just think the logistics are stressing me out.
That's why there's a fork.
I know, it just is like falling apart, but the flavor's there, so that's the most important part in my opinion. So.
This might become like my new order though, because that...
The chili dog?
Yeah.
Bread.
That's a really solid order.
Okay, next stop is Burger King.
It's our little nightcap.
How can I help
you? Could we get the Impossible Burger, please?
Impossible Whopper. With cheese or no cheese?
Cheese.
Cheese. Just a sandwich and a meal.
Just a sandwich.
And a sandwich, okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
It'll be $8.74. There you go.
Thank you.
I don't know, that Whopper is good.
I really like the Impossible Burger.
That's my winner. You gotta try another bite.
It tastes close enough to a burger where if I hadn't had one in a long time and was craving one, I could have this and I think I'd be satisfied.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Thank you to Mariah Wolfel and Nader Issa for somehow consuming all that fast food and then producing a radio story about it. That food tour sound request came from Shannon inside Taylorville Correctional Center. Okay, so now take a Tums because there's still more Prison Cast on the way from WBEZ Chicago and Illinois Public Radio. We sit down for an interview with the Catholic sister and anti-death penalty activist who wrote the book Dead Man Walking. That's next.
Hi, this is Janet, and this is my shout out to all the lovely ladies I left behind at Logan. I want you to know I haven't forgotten you. I'm working diligently on the credit for change, hoping it passes this year and I can get you out. Praying next year you'll be free.